This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
You're listening to Radio Hawke's Bay. This is a program called Community Roundup, and it's my pleasure today to have in the studio with me Frankie James, who is here to tell us all about the French Film Festival that is due to hit our screens right here in Hawke's Bay. When, Frankie, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Tell us about it.
And I've been very busy going to French films, because the French film started on the 11th of June in two venues in Hawke's Bay, at the Focal Point Cinema in Havelock North, and at the Globe Theatre in Ahuriri in Napier. So we've got two sources where we can go, which is just as well, because quite a lot of the films have already been booked out beforehand.
Wow, that's good news.
So there are 23 films this year. It's the 19th annual French Film Festival in New Zealand, and it's going remarkably well. At the opening in the Focal Point Cinema, the new owners, Julie and Matt Bell, introduced themselves to us because we hadn't met them before. And at the Globe Theatre, Louisa very kindly welcomes us. One of the a funny story was that Matt Bell mentioned when they took over the cinema, they got quite a lot of contact from locals saying, "Are you going to be hosting the French Film Festival this year?" And he said, "I had no choice. I had to, otherwise I wouldn't have been able to hold my head up locally." I've been to several films. The opening film was Mr. Aznavour, which was all about our friend Charles, who I've always admired as a singer. But I never realised what a complicated character he was. He was more than something of a womaniser. And he was not very nice to his own wives, of which he had several. And he was totally focused on his career and put his career in front of everything. So there was a side to him that I didn't like quite so much after the film. But, of course, the music was absolutely fantastic. And if you like music, there are a couple of other films which were also brilliant. One was about Maurice Ravel and his famous Bolero and how the writing of it all came about. And there was another one called My Brother's Band, which was a fascinating story about a conductor of an orchestra. So if you're into music, they are the films to go and watch. I also went to see two films, both of which were about stolen paintings. So that seemed to be a theme for this year. It's a social occasion when you go to the cinema here for the French Film Festival, because you see so many people that you've known from the year before and you chat to them, and they are all very enthusiastic. They reckon the choice of films this year is better than ever.
So when does the film festival end?
It goes on to the end of the month, to Sunday the 29th. So get along, because we're running out of time now.
If we wanted to see a list of what films are available to go and look at, how do we do that? Is there a special website, or we just go into the cinema's website?
There is a special website, which is the French Film Festival, all one word, .co.nz. And there are also programmes have been distributed to all the libraries, the bookshops, cafes locally, and of course at the cinemas themselves.
Okay, but it's good on you, Frankie. My pleasure as always. You look after yourself, and I'll talk to you another time in the very near future.
Thank you, and bon film.